Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Poppin, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on this week's show, we'll take you inside the film room and look at the rookie season of Giants cornerback Eli Apple. When you think of the name Vince Lombardi, you think of Titletown, the Green Bay Packers, and Super Bowls. But Lombardi will forever be linked with the New York Giants as well. But to get things started, last year Odell Beckham Jr. served as the NFL's ambassador in Europe, specifically in Germany.
Just pulling up here, seeing all these people waiting, you know, since early this morning.
6 hours.
How you? Good. It's like I wish I could sign every single thing. I wish I could take every single picture.
So cool. Such a good feeling.
Odell Beckham.
These people are truly, truly the reason, you know, why I do what I do. Get in there and he just starts, you know, he's tearing it up, but it's because he's happy, you know, he's excited about something.
You good?
Yes. What's your name? Good. It's all good. It's all good, you know. I appreciate you coming out, too, bro. Thank you, bro. I remember moments like that in my life where I've had that same feeling. Like, it gives me goosebumps. To be able to give somebody that kind of feeling, it's unreal.
So don't worry, I got your back.
All right, something guys going on.
Raise the bar.
OBJ! OBJ!
Ready?
Right. Yep.
By storm, and he continues to break records. Odell, great to meet you. What are you up to in London?
We're here just promoting NFL UK and hopefully spread the love of football a little more over here. Just seeing how it's growing, I'm sure at some point in time there will be a team that's over here. The way that the fans are, it'd be phenomenal.
It seems like when you were out on the streets of Munich, you really didn't get much personal space, Odell. What was that like? It seemed
that was,
crazy.
It was insane. It felt as if I was at a parade almost. It was awesome. I didn't really know the magnitude of it. I didn't know it would go viral. 23 years old, I didn't expect to be doing everything that I'm doing now.
Yeah, brilliant. The eyes up to me. Brilliant. Real nice. We want to get loads of Odell character stuff. That's fantastic, mate. Fantastic.
Y'all ready for the greatest catch of all time?
We are the F2 Freestylers, and we're known for entertaining trick shots.
We have, like, the world's leading soccer YouTube channel where we get about 50 million views per month.
Odell Beckham's a
global superstar, man.
Doesn't get much bigger, does it?
I'm KSI. Right now I'm filming for Rhythm Sports.
Let's go, bro.
But I have my own YouTube channel. I just do random stuff, pranks, skits, anything you can dream of. I was working with Odell Beckham, practiced with him, spa with him, completely destroyed me every time.
It was a lot of fun being able to be out here with these guys, kind of mess around a little bit.
These kids just came up and they were like, oh my God, Odell. It just shows like how big NFL is getting now.
Trip was amazing. It was a lot of fun. You experience new things, you're always gonna take something from it.
It's about honor and legacy. Honor the ones that came before you and leave a legacy for the ones that come after you. So that's something that stuck with me over the past week.
Gamer, right?
And you know, I'm trying to take with me.
I came here to spread the game of football, the one that I love, the one that I grew up on, the one that's made me who I am today. Hopefully we can get it, you know, to spread across the world and everybody love it the way that I do.
Obviously, there was a lot of passion in Germany, and Odell is a worldwide figure. And when the Giants played in London last year, a lot of those fans from Germany that were Giants fans made their way to watch the Giants beat the Rams. When we come back, we'll go back in time and look back at Vince Lombardi as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. When you think of Vince Lombardi, you think of the seven blocks of granite, Fordham University, Wellington Mara, and his ties to the New York Giants, serving as the team's offensive coordinator before going on to the Green Bay Packers. Here's a look at the Hall of Famer, Vince Lombardi.
In 1954, first-year head coach Jim Lee Howell needed to turn around a Giants team that had fallen on hard times. So on the recommendation of owner Wellington Mara, he hired a young, fiery assistant out of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point to be his offensive coordinator. His name was Vince Lombardi.
The first time I saw Vince in action at close range on the sideline as a coach, he was up and down that sideline like an avenging flame. I think that his service under Red Blake at West Point was very useful to him in learning how to channel and control his emotions, and he was a very emotional man.
The Giants were about to embark on a new era, and they had assembled a group of leaders destined for greatness.
You realize we had the greatest coaching staff in the history of the National Football League? Vince Lombardi coached the offense, and Tom Landry coached the defense, and Jim Lee Howell was the head coach.
In 1956, Big Blue moved into the hallowed grounds of Yankee Stadium, where success seemed to be contagious. And in just his third season with the team, Lombardi would help the Giants return to glory.
Now, 1956 was a very special year by any standard. New York had all of a sudden awakened to the fact that there was a professional football team. And it wasn't just the Yankees, it wasn't just DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle. All of a sudden, we were selling out Yankee Stadium. And it was the year that Lombardi took control of the offense. And we had a pretty good offense, an offense that was growing up.
Well, I did love the man, and my love is for many reasons. First of all, when he came in to the New York Giants, I think for the first time, he made me dedicate myself to being the best I could be. I never had the speed, the size, or a lot of things that other football players had and have, but he made me get the most out of it.
We had a magical season. We wound up beating the Chicago Bears for the NFL Championship 47-7. As far as I'm concerned, that was when not only the Giants arrived, that was when pro football arrived.
With the popularity of the NFL on the rise across the country in the mid-1950s, Lombardi would help lead New York into football's golden age.
He was a teacher. He was, when he ran a play, he would get up and diagram. If he diagrammed it once, he must have diagrammed it 200 times. And he would hit the board. He was an excellent coach. And I tell you how tough he was. Like the kids today, I don't know what he would do. But I ran a screen pass for 86 yards, and I go into the Yankee Stadium in center field where the end zone was. And we went ahead, and I was happy as a lark, because me running 86 yards is a long way. And I come through the end zone, and I'm going underneath the goalpost, and I did a little jump. And I got to the sidelines, and he grabbed me, and he said, "Well, have none of that nonsense." You know, I said, "What did I do?" He said, "You jumped. You don't want to show off and show the other team that." I wonder what he would do today with everything that's going on, you know.
Despite losing to the Baltimore Colts in the 1958 NFL Championship, known as the greatest game ever played, the Giants had staked their claim as one of the NFL's elite franchises. But their success would ultimately come at a cost. At the conclusion of the 1958 season, the Green Bay Packers would lure Lombardi from the Giants, giving him the opportunity he had always dreamed of, his first head coaching job.
Vince Lombardi became the head coach there, and he established a real good team with Paul Hornung and Bart Starr, and they just had a great run.
Vince's impact in Green Bay would be felt immediately. After winning just one game in 1958, the Lombardi-led Packers would improve to 7-5 in 1959, earning him Coach of the Year honors. In 1961, the Giants-Packers rivalry would reach its pinnacle when the two teams met in Green Bay for the NFL championship.
The smallest town in the National Football League plays host to the biggest game in pro football as 40,000 hearty fans brave freezing temperature to pack City Stadium in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Lombardi had assembled a squad of future Hall of Famers, including quarterback Bart Starr and running back Jim Taylor and the versatile Paul Hornung, the league's most valuable player that year. Starr would throw for 3 touchdowns, and Hornung would account for 19 total points, scoring on a 6-yard run and kicking 3 field goals, en route to a 37-0 shutout victory.
As the Packers win their first championship since 1944, for the Giants, the Cinderella team of 1961, a tough loss after their gallant march to the Eastern Conference Championship.
In 1962, the Big Blue would get a shot at redemption in the Packers-Giants title game rematch on a frigid day in New York. The encore would prove to be a much more competitive matchup, with Green Bay's Jim Taylor scoring the game's only offensive touchdown as the Packers won their second NFL championship in a row with a 16-7 win. Green Bay would add another title in 1965, and when the AFL and NFL agreed to compete for a championship in 1966, the Pack went on to win the first 2 Super Bowls in 1966 and 1967. Vince Lombardi created a modern-day dynasty in Green Bay. His 5 titles in 8 years is still one of the most historic feats in all of professional sports. The NFL would pay homage to him in 1970 by renaming the Super Bowl World Championship Trophy as the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
I think he could have been president. He could have been Pope. In other times, in other circumstances, he might have been Alexander the Great and conquered the world. Or he might have been St. Francis Xavier and converted it, because he had the zeal of a missionary. And that's the thing I always think about when I think of Vince. He had the zeal of a missionary.
Vince Lombardi left his mark on the National Football League. That's why the Super Bowl trophy is called the Lombardi Trophy. But he'll forever be tied with the New York Giants as well. When we come back, we're going to look back at the rookie season of Eli Apple as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants defense was fantastic in 2016. They brought in quality free agents, but they also drafted well. Let's take you inside the film room and look at Eli Apple. Carl, the Giants in the first round of the draft last year drafted Eli Apple out of Ohio State, and Eli Apple had an impact in his rookie season.
He really did, Bob. Not only his athleticism, but I think the key to getting the confidence of the coaches is his clear grasp of what is expected of him and an understanding of the defense. And you'll see here the Giants are showing a bit of a two-deep zone, but you'll watch where DRC is. His receiver goes up the seam while Eli Apple's receiver stops in the flat. So it causes an adjustment to be made. You'll see one guy stops in the flat, DRC goes to that, and immediately Eli Apple goes to the seam and robs the ball. So it was a great disguise of coverage, but understanding of responsibilities.
So Eli Apple not only does that, but then he gets tested later in the season against the Detroit Lions. And, boy, Apple's play after an early season sort of slump, or whatever you want to call it, really picked up when we saw it in the Lions game.
Well, confidence is everything at that position. And understanding that if you get beat, you got to get rid of it or make up for it. And here you're seeing the Detroit game. Golden Tate comes in motion, gets him to relax a little bit, runs a bit of a double move. Apple bites it. Tate's off and running. But he knew he had to make up, knew exactly where to go to break up that play.
As I mentioned, Eli Apple was part of a strong Giants draft class, but the Giants also were very successful in free agency, including the signing of Olivier Vernon. During the season, we sent Brandon London inside the Giants locker room to find out how well his teammates know OV.
Hey, what's up, Giants fans? Brandon London here. We're back for another edition of Know Your Giant, presented to you by PNC Wealth Management. I've got Olivier Vernon here. OV, it's time to see how well your boys know you, man. You ready?
Let's find out. Let's find out.
What is his middle name?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure. Anthony or something like that. I'm not sure.
It started with an A, but it's Alexander. What is his nickname?
OV.
Oh, that's easy. OV. All right, everyone got that right. You got to get that right. What college did he go to?
Miami.
Miami.
The U. Does he have any brothers or sisters? And how many of each does he have?
I don't know this.
You don't know him like that? You don't know him like that. All right.
Shoot. Nah, I don't think he have any brothers. I want to say he had two sisters, though.
That might be a hard one.
That might be a hard one.
That's the real
That's going to be the really hard one right there. That's going to be the bonus one, though.
I think JPP might know that one.
He has one brother. And one sister.
Hey, what type of music does he like? What's his favorite type?
Man, knowing Ovi and looking at him and how he playing, how he performing, how the way he act. I mean, he listens to maybe laid back jazz and R&B.
Classical. I'm just kidding, though. Classical.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're wrong.
I know he listens to hip hop. I heard him listen to like Bob Marley before. He's very diverse.
So what would be his favorite, the hip hop or the reggae?
He's Jamaican, so it's kind of weird. Hip hop. Let's go hip hop.
How is it weird that he's Jamaican? I was thinking reggae, but it's the correct answer is reggae. He's Jamaican.
Nah, that's not OV.
Favorite type of food, would you say?
Jamaican.
Favorite type of food?
Italian. Got that one.
How did you know that?
Talk.
Okay, he talks about Italian food all the time. If he didn't play defensive end, what position would he play?
Safety.
Ding. Dang, my man Jay Bromley. What's your most popular saying?
Popular saying? What's my most popular saying?
Whenever we somewhere and you say don't worry about it, I'll take care of it because you got all the money.
Obviously the guys have fun in the locker room and always some tough questions from Brandon. When we come back, though, we'll talk a little bit about the social media buzz as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Social media is a part of our life today and the way we enjoy sports and especially the New York Giants. I mean, every Sunday, a Giants fan posts a picture of one Sunday closer to a Giants game and Eli Manning or Odell Beckham Jr. taking the field. So it's time for this week's edition of the Social Media Buzz with the captain, Emma Captain.
What's up, guys? This week was the NCAA championship basketball game, and a couple of our players were there. OBJ is a huge UNC fan. He was able to greet the players before the game, and he even shook hands with Coach Roy Williams. Teammate Devon Kennard was also there to witness UNC's victory, and now he can check that off his bucket list. And check this out. The Giants wide receivers and tight ends joined Eli Manning for his annual spring workouts at Duke. They all got to meet Coach K and even play a little hoops. This week, Jay Bromley and Sean Drone spent some time in the community. Bromley stopped by the Covenant House of New Jersey for lunch to spread some cheer. And Drone helped out at Todd Gurley's football camp, which was held at their high school. It looked like the guys had a great time. That's a wrap for this week. I'll see you guys next time.
Obviously, a lot of different activities for Giants players in the offseason, but everybody's ramping up and getting ready for the start of the offseason program. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us each and every week here on My Nine for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter @Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.